back to Fandom Family Chats. I'm your host, Maureen, and today we are joined with Jeanette.
Hello.
And Amanda.
Hello.
And our very special guest today is Ayanna Halley.
Hello.
She plays, that was very similar to how Amanda used to say hello, and I used to tease her about it.
Wait, really?
Because it's very cheerful. It's very bright. I like it. Miss Ayanna plays adult Annie on This Is Us, so we have one more season to see you in that show.
Yes, just one more, which is so bittersweet, but yes, one more season, and I'm really excited for the next season.
Yep.
So we're sad too,
everybody
though.
Everybody else, our This Is Us group and our resident group have grown so fast, it's insane. How many do we have in the This Is Us group now?
It's over 9,000. It's a lot.
9,800.
Yeah,
it's our biggest people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing though. Like, and it's funny too because even before I was on the show, I was obsessed with This Is Us. Like, my mom and I would watch it, and every episode, I'm like, it makes you want to cry because you're really like so into it. So when I got booked, I was like, this is a true dream come true. It's such an amazing show. Like, it's insane.
Now, how much do they tell you in advance of you appearing on the show? Because you're not on every episode. They don't always give us the joy of the future.
I actually really don't know much about the show. Even when I booked the show, I didn't know who I was playing.
Okay.
Like, I just, they gave like a code name, which they always do. And I just auditioned. And then they sent my agent back. We were like, you know, we like her. But it wasn't until after, like, I actually signed the booked everything that they were like, are you familiar with the show? I'm like, yeah. You're going to be playing adult Annie. I was like, are you serious? So Sterling K. Brown is my dad. Like,
how cool is that?
It was dream come true. So I don't know anything. I didn't get the episode even until like closer to shooting and stuff. It's super, super secretive. But I like that because, like I said, I'm a fan of the show. So I don't want to like know too much in advance. Yeah. Like when I'm watching it, I want to be like, oh, that's what happened, you know?
Yeah.
So do you watch it? Go ahead, Jeanette.
No, I was just going to say, like, that's amazing that you didn't know who you were auditioning for because, like, we've all talked about it. Like, we saw you and you are the perfect adult Annie. I mean, it was exactly what we had envisioned. So that's really amazing that you didn't like try to be, you know, more like her, you know?
I did not try. Like, I literally had no clue. And it's funny, I was even talking to Latrice, who plays adult Deja. And I was like, did you know? Because her mannerisms and everything was spot on to me. Yeah. Like, you didn't know you were playing Deja. She's like, I had no clue. So the way they cast it, I thought was perfect, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
No one knew.
And with Annie, I like how, because Annie is one of our, we talk about this in our group all the time. We have a separate chat that all of us admins and mods for the group talk about. Annie does not get enough FaceTime on the screen. She doesn't get enough play. And we all love Annie so much. And she's this sweet little peanut. And she's so nice. And she's so caring about everybody else. But you can still see that in adult Annie, because adult Annie going to pick up Deja when she doesn't have to, still being sweet and kind, getting her those baby gifts. I like that they kept that sweetness and the innocence of Annie.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a more mature, knowledgeable way.
Yeah. And you see, she's keeping the secret too with her sister, with the pregnancy and everything. Like, so it shows that bond. And it's a really, really cool storyline, the way they developed adult Annie, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Definitely.
We were all very glad to see her show up in the car. Like, yes, more Annie.
And it's funny because I remember when the episode came out too, like I was just on Twitter just seeing what people were saying, and people were like, I think this is adult Annie. Is this adult Annie? Because, you know, they didn't reveal it until the end, obviously. So it was cool just seeing people like guess, and then it was revealed at the end when we're like, hey, dad.
Yeah. Well, like we said, you and even Latrice, that's her name, right? Who plays adult Annie. You guys, just the image alone is so perfectly cast for those characters that it was like, yep, we know who that is. We know who that is exactly.
Casting does an amazing job. Like, I've always said that. Everyone from season one has been like perfectly spot on.
Yeah. So we are hoping the idea that we got so much more of the adult version of the kids, we are very much hoping that, I mean, obviously because the last scene you were in is going to Kevin Tallison, Rebecca, or not the last scene you're in, but the earliest, the most recent shot we get is Rebecca dying and you guys are all there at the house, right? So we're hoping that means that we're going to see a lot more of the future stuff there, because it's driving us crazy.
Yes. From what I have read and stuff, because I don't, you know, I don't really know anything for sure yet, but season 6 is supposed to focus like a bit more on the future, like you just said. So I don't know like what episodes I'll return for, but they did say I'll be back for season 6. So I don't know, but I don't want my grandma to die. Like, it's so bittersweet, but it should focus more on that. And everyone is asking me too. They're like, who was that in the white car? I literally have no clue. Like, I really know as much as everyone else. Yeah.
There's no way Dan Fogelman is giving that information up. There's no way.
Like, I have no idea who it is.
I don't even know if his wife knows who that is. The car.
He's probably not.
She probably doesn't, because we're all speculating it could be her. So yeah, she probably doesn't know.
Oh yeah, that's true. Right?
Let me say too much, okay? But no, I don't know much. Like, I wish I did.
Now, when you appeared, did they tell you how far in the future it was that you were appearing, or did they just have you do the lines, do the scenes?
How far in the future, like, meaning what?
When adult Annie shows up, is that 10 years in the future? Is that 5, or did they not tell you?
They didn't tell me. They didn't tell me. But I think I had like a question too, because I'm driving a Tesla, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, Teslas are that. Cool. But Teslas are cool cars like now today. We're in 2021, right? So yeah. They were like, well, it's the future. So now the car isn't like, you know, a big deal. What is it? Like a couple of years later. So I don't know exactly what the time frame is, like how many years it is, but it's like a Tesla isn't like a big thing. So that was like a little, I guess, okay. Like, oh, okay. So maybe, because I think I'm like 21 or so in it.
Yeah.
How many years?
I feel like it's like 10 years later, because Kevin's kids are running around and they look
about
9 or 10. Yeah. I don't know. I'm guessing over here.
But the only thing that's tripping us all up is that they did such a good job on Sterling K. Brown and Justin Hartley on making them look old.
Yes.
You get such gray hair, and you guys, everyone else just looks so youthful. Randall and Kevin are all
gone through some stuff,
frayed and wrinkled,
and it looks so real. Like, even when I first met Sterling, he was in the full makeup.
Was he?
And stuff. I was just like, oh wow, like, okay, it looks super cool. So they do, even Mandy Moore. I mean, they do an amazing job.
They really do.
Definitely,
really do.
So when you got the part, you obviously said you didn't know who you were at first. How long was that process before you, from the time you knew who you were playing to when you were on set doing the scenes?
Maybe like a week and a half, because I know I booked it. My birthday is January 27th. So I remember I booked it January 26th, because I'm like, what a perfect birthday gift this is. And then I know I shot like February something. So I think it was only like a week and a half or something. It moved pretty quickly. And then, you know, I realized everything that I'll be doing and stuff, and spoke to the casting directors, and everyone was super, super nice. Once I finally got on set, like, true dream come true.
Yeah.
Super, super nice, everyone.
Were you able to be on set with everyone, or were you just with your family, or who was on set when you were filming?
Just my family.
Okay.
So I didn't get to meet everyone else yet, but I know I will soon.
I love that hope.
I know I will. Look, I have to speak manifestations and all of that positive stuff, because I want to meet everyone. Mm-hmm. I
really do. Of course. Yeah. It's a great cast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to imagine that the first, when this show first came out, are you someone who watches it in real time, or do you wait till they're all there and you can binge it?
Well, I usually do watch it in real time, but I'm a little bit behind on this current season just because I've been away and stuff like that. And I asked somebody if I can watch it here in South Africa, but I couldn't. I don't know what type of sites they go on, but I wasn't able to. So I'm super behind. I know it's over now too, but I think I'm about 4 episodes behind. So don't spoil it for me, guys.
That's good information to know.
Yeah.
So I'm a couple episodes behind, but I'm going to catch up soon, because I go home soon. So I'm able to like go back to Hulu and, you know.
There you go. Yeah, because that ending had a lot of people riled up.
Do not say anything. And it's funny, because when I go on Twitter, people do like kind of ruin it. So is Kevin and no, I don't want to know anything.
I'm not even going to tell you. Even if you ask, we're not going to give you any information.
Don't tell me. Look.
So do you have to stay on social media then while you're down there?
You said, do I stay on social media?
No, do you have to stay off just so you know that you don't get any spoilers?
I try to. I try to, but then
I try not to look.
Yeah, something always, and that's like with every show I watch. It's like, oh, somebody's always writing something. Well, da 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 da. I'm like, I didn't even see that episode yet. You know what I mean? Oh, it's bittersweet.
We actually have in our group, we have, what is it, 36 hour spoiler ban? Mm-hmm. And yeah. We do actually have some people from, isn't there someone from South Africa who's on there who gets upset we put stuff out? We're like, sorry, we can't hold it any longer.
The person from South Africa, I wonder how they watch it. I would love to, I mean, like I said, we're going to be going home soon, but.
It sounds like they're relatively far behind too.
Yeah.
Probably.
But they could also be in our resident group. I'm not sure which one it's in. Both of those groups get a lot of participation from the group members. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you were on set, was there something that you were really excited to do or see or go to? Some iconic, because it's on a soundstage, right?
Not the scenes that I shot, no.
Oh, okay. Well, was there an area that you were really excited to go to that you had seen and as a fan of the show? Is there something that you really, or a person you were really excited to meet as a fan of the show, something you were really excited to do as a fan being on there?
Excited to meet and work with Sterling for one, but I was just excited just to be there, like as a whole. It wasn't like a specific thing I was excited about. We did like the COVID testing on the soundstage. I got to see like a bit of that stuff, but nothing fully. But when I do go back, I'm excited to see like the house, Sterling's house and stuff, because I don't know if that's on the soundstage. It probably is, but where we shot was like an actual, I've forgotten, and like it was a real house somewhere in LA. So that was,
I
like,
I didn't realize that.
Because that was the cabin, right?
The renewed cabin.
Yeah. That was the house. Because that's where, that was.
Trying like to think back.
You're talking about Kevin's house in the future that he built.
Yeah. Well, is it Kevin's house?
That is Kevin's house, isn't it?
I think so.
He lives there, I think. I think he built it for Rebecca because she said, build me the
house. Yeah, build me the house. Yeah. I think I don't know. Because he built it right next to the cabin. So I just always assumed it was like the family's. Same thing as the cabin. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know exactly. That's a good question, though.
I guess we'll find out.
I think it's Kevin's, because I think somebody mentioned something about food, how Kevin never has food there, which is why they had to run out or something. Like,
I thought it was Kevin's house, but
Rebecca's probably right. My memory is
unable to do anything. So even if it was Rebecca's house, someone still has to stay there with her to help her do stuff. So,
but Miguel or
what's
Miguel? Miguel, because. He directed the episode too. Speaking of him,
did he? We love him.
He's so nice. Like, oh my gosh, everyone was
sweet.
Do you have a favorite memory, like from when you shot of your time with the cast, or?
For me, it was like everything. Like my favorite memory was just being there that day and just shooting. Like. I just get so excited to be on set, period. So I don't have a specific like favorite memory because I enjoyed my whole, like, you know, my duration of time there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting to meet and work with Sterling, who was super, super sweet. You know, sometimes you meet people and you don't know how you guys are going to vibe together or mesh together, but we connected instantly as well. That was the first time I met Latrice too, who plays Deja. She was super sweet. And my other sister, adult,
Tess.
Adult Tesh, we worked together on another show called Good Trouble.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Good Trouble. So actually,
Good Trouble. We know Good Trouble.
I watched that show too. I kind of forgot. Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, hey, sis. We play best friends on the other show. So we kind of like know each other or of each other. So we're like a little family. Like
that has to be nice. Knowing somebody, having that comfort.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I feel like Sterling K. Brown could be anybody's friend.
He's so nice. Like he really, really is nice. And he makes you feel really comfortable because sometimes I still get nervous, like on set when I'm working, I'm like, hey guys, like I just get nervous. And he made me feel so comfortable. So I really appreciated that.
One of the things that we had posted in because in our group, we have a Facebook group all about This Is Us. There's 12 other groups we run as well that are on different shows that we like. But we have these days of the week where we do random posts or we do character spotlights, things like that. And one of the videos I found for one of my random posts was Sterling K. Brown doing his 10 essentials. And it's like through GQ magazine or something like that. And it's a YouTube video of him doing his 10 essential things. And he's so funny. He's talking about how much he needs his chapstick. And he's just so funny.
I have to watch it. You said it's on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm
look up Sterling K. Brown top 10 essentials.
I'm gonna check it out for sure.
And his laugh is so, like, you just want to be around him and hang out with him when he laughs like that.
Oh yeah, awesome. Get so into it.
So do you have any theories? Because there is a lot, obviously Dan keeps things a secret for a reason. There's a lot going on there that we don't know, that we're all trying to figure out. From what you've seen so far, do you have any theories of what happened, like for instance with Rebecca or where Miguel is or anything like that?
It's hard to say because I want to catch up on the last few episodes because I don't know how it ends. So I'm kind of like, oh. Like after I watch it, then I feel like I'll be able to be like, okay, well, this and that possibly. Like right now, I don't know.
Are you an eagle-eyed fan of the show where you're like analyzing all the ring fingers and seeing what's on there and analyzing like all the body, or do you just like to watch it in freedom and just...
I just watch it. Just lay back with my popcorn and I just watch it. How do you guys watch it? Do you guys like...
Oh, we rewind, pause, rewind, pause, fast forward, pause.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
You catch a lot of stuff really that, you know, you wouldn't have seen before.
No, you really do. Even when you go back and watch it for like a second time, which I've done before, if I watched and like my mom didn't see it or whatever, and I'm like, oh well, wait a minute, da, 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 da. Like you do.
Yeah.
But I need to for sure catch up.
And with our podcast too, like we break down every episode, and we do recaps. So we have to like know it. We were told by we interviewed someone from The Resident. Her name's Summer Selby, and she called us analytical as hell. That gives an indication of how we watch it.
Mm-hmm. We take our group seriously here.
Mm-hmm. So you are currently in South Africa. What are you working on down there?
So I'm in a film right now. It's called Beast. It's starring Idris Elba, who plays my dad.
Ooh, we like him.
You have the coolest dads.
That's what I'm saying. I need some more cool moms too, but I have the coolest dads.
I mean, so, your mom in This Is Us is pretty phenomenal too.
Oh, she is. I need Gabrielle Union to be my mom too, but that's a whole nother story. But I'm filming a feature film called Beast. So basically it's about a lion who kind of like, we're in a safari and we're going through the works of like dealing with this lion. It's myself and my sister and we're both on this trip. And it's just the things that happen on this safari is insane. So it's a really, really cool story. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sholto Copley, who plays my uncle in a movie, like my mom's best friend. He's really good. He came in District 9 and other stuff. So we're filming that now. I've been out here since May. Okay. Like I said, I'm getting ready to go home in August. So that's what I've been working on now. Just trying to stay busy and working.
Yeah. Nice. It's been difficult this past year.
Yeah.
Has there been any residual effects from COVID down there when you're filming? Is there still some strictures you have to abide by, some things that make it really difficult?
Absolutely. Like right now, I wish I could like go outside and enjoy it in terms of like, you know, going to hang out, not like to a restaurant and stuff. Everything is on lockdown. It closes at 9 p.m.
COVID cases too.
The COVID cases here are apparently very, very high. So even on set, they test us 3 times a week. They're very particular. Like you can't really like travel too far and stuff, but that's fine for me because again, I'm just here to work, but yeah. COVID has definitely made it more difficult. I'm like, I want to visit South Africa again when I don't have to deal with the restrictions.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to do, but when it's COVID, it makes it trickier. You know, that's anywhere, but especially here, just because they're like on level, I think 5 lockdown right now.
Oh, wow.
Or something. No. 4 or 5, I forget which one.
I didn't realize it was still that high there.
It's scary.
So how are you dealing with that?
For me, I'm just going with the flow. Whenever I do like go to the mall and stuff, of course, I'm just masked up, not really socializing with too many people. And my apartment is nice here. So even staying in is fine for me.
It looks beautiful.
I love it. It's so pretty. And it makes you feel like you're at home. Like
it looks, I would say it looks homey.
It's so homey. Like I love the vibe of this apartment. It's really pretty.
That's nice.
Are you down there with family? And like, were you able to bring, because I know that there's restrictions on where you can travel, how you travel. Were you able to bring anyone down there with you? Or is it just you?
I was, Luckily, I came out here by myself, and then I had my mom fly out here, which was perfect. I was so grateful that they allowed that. So she's been keeping my company. Otherwise, I'd probably be like extra bored, but she's been keeping my company, and we've been watching movies and, you know, just chilling.
In an apartment by yourself for 4 months is, I would get tired of myself.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anybody here. It's such like a foreign place. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad she came.
But it's amazing you get to go travel and see mm-hmm. different parts of the world, even though it's COVID right now.
Yeah, even though it's COVID, I'm so happy to be out here in South Africa. And it's not often that you see projects even filming out here. So to have booked this project and get to go here. And we went to like two other parts of South Africa as well for filming. So I got to see like a whole bunch of cool places, do the game drive, safari tours, which I've never done before. Got to see lions and zebras up close and giraffes and everything. So it's an amazing experience.
That's a dream trip for me. I've always wanted to visit that area.
Yeah, you should.
I was little.
Wait until after COVID if you could.
I'll wait until I don't have a two-year-old. That's maybe more.
Yeah, when they're older, so they can enjoy it too. Like,
so I can actually enjoy what I'm looking at instead of having to focus on mommy, mommy, mommy. There you go. I love my children. So acting is not your first experience in the movie industry, right? Your father is involved in the movie industry somehow. So you kind of did you grow up in it, or what was that like?
He's involved in it. However, it's still fairly new for him. He was a music person first.
Okay.
Movie. So I was acting first, and then I think his first movie was like a couple of years ago, but I already like did a few things prior to that. But the entertainment industry as a whole, I'm pretty familiar with. I grew up in it. So I was always like, I gotta do something in this industry. Like, you know. And then I kind of started when I was a kid, but I never really like went full force with it. So now that I was older, I'm like, I'm going to really do it. And I think 2021 so far has been my best year. And I'm like, it's only going up from here.
Absolutely.
Going up from here. I've booked so many cool projects.
So what was your first one that you booked?
Ever or of the year?
Your first favorite one, I guess.
I did commercials first, and I did like a few McDonald's ones, so that was always fun. I think one of the first coolest shows that I've done is a show called Sharp Objects, which is on HBO. Well, was on HBO, and I got to work with Amy Adams.
Ooh.
And she was everything. Yes, I worked with her.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it was. Well, you've never seen Sharp Objects?
I think I did.
Yeah, it was a cool, dark show. It was really interesting. So I played on the season finale, but it was an awesome experience. I've gotten to work with so many cool actors and actresses.
Do you have like a dream actor, actress that you would like to work with in the future, or a show you'd like to be on?
Yes, I want to work with Gabrielle Union, Taraji P. Henson, Rachel McAdams. It's funny because Idris Elba used to be on my list, and I'm finally working with him.
Seriously, that's kind of a dream role right there.
Exactly. You're just checking them off as you go. That's really what's happening. Look,
check. Like, I'm trying to see, like, I wonder who's going to be next. But I have so many people I want to work with that's just like nice and has good energy, because I'm really big on energy and positivity and stuff. I don't want to work with anyone who's mean and snobby and not a nice person. Like, I enjoy my job, and I want to be with people who also enjoy their job as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You don't want your experience ruined because someone else is unhappy with theirs.
Mm-mm.
That's not fair.
Don't want that at all.
So what kind of genre is your favorite to be in, or would you like to be in if you haven't been in it already?
I want to do a rom-com, and I haven't done one yet, but I've always wanted to do like a nice love story, and I feel like it's going to come soon.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm just speaking it into the universe.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being coy, like, maybe there's an announcement coming.
I'm speaking it into existence.
We'll speak with you. That's my personal favorite, but Jeanette is all about horror, and Amanda, I think, is kind of all over.
I'm a mix.
Yeah.
A mix of everything?
Yeah, really, I am. I will watch anything as long as I'm in the mood for it. I will sit down and turn on American Horror Story, or I'll sit down and turn on 27 Dresses. Like, I'm all over
rom-coms too, though. Like, I think I Well, it wasn't really scary, but it was a show called Room 104 that I did on HBO. And it was it's an anthology series, and it wasn't scary, but it had like mysterious vibes to it, kind of, sort of. But I want to do a full out horror, like where I may be killing people or doing something crazy. Yeah. Like I want to do something like
something
that.
That's the opposite of you, that'll give you a very big challenge.
That would probably, yeah.
I mean, you don't strike me as the murdering type, so
I'm just guessing. No, I don't. That's why, okay, you'd never expect it, right? So that could be my character, but then I'm really like crazy or psycho or something. Like, bam, we created a whole film for me, huh?
This happens a lot when we're interviewing people. Like, let's just write it out. Let's just do a spec script and get it off to somebody. That's all we have to do. We'll get you in one.
Easy peasy. We got it.
So when you do get that rom-com that you're going to be in at some point, you need to let us know what it is so we can start promoting it out on our page.
Oh yes, of course. Of course. Yep. I'm gonna say I spoke about it here too, and we put it into the universe. That's right. So you guys are gonna be the first people to know for sure.
Good. We like to be special.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to make sure that we're being considerate of your time. So we're almost at the half hour mark. So this is something we ask everyone, every one of the people we interview, is we want to know all the projects you have coming up that we can. I know you said Beast is one of them, but there's some other things you got going on there too, it sounds like. So yes, we could get them out there and let people know what they are so they can keep an eye out.
Okay, so of course, like we already spoke about Beast, that comes out August 19, 2022. We already have a date. It'll be in theaters.
That's the day after my anniversary.
That's your anniversary, you said?
The day after my anniversary.
Oh, so y'all for sure.
The perfect movie date.
What? Look, movie I was going to say a movie date. Okay, look, period. Movie date. Okay, so we have that coming out next year. The show that I'm on with Iantha, my sis, it's called Good Trouble. Our next episode comes out next week, Wednesday, actually. Everybody should check it out.
What is your character in that show?
What's my name? I'm sorry. I get confused sometimes, but it's Candy. So I play the best friend, one of the close friends of one of the other main characters.
Okay.
Is it Malika?
Yes, Malika. I play one of her really good friends. I think it was another girl before, and then like they added me in later. So play that, and that airs next Wednesday. And I don't think I can say this. I have a Netflix show coming out where I did an episode, but I don't really think I can say what that is yet. When I can, though, I will connect. And okay. And then I'll be on this show called Partners in Rhyme, which is going to be another network. But that comes out not until like November or so. So I have some things coming out.
You have a lot of things going on.
And I'm just trying to get more and more and more. Like,
well, good. Hopefully they keep coming.
Do you have your next assignment lined up already?
Not yet, but I'm constantly auditioning. Like after this, I have to work on an audition. So I'm just praying that something sticks soon so that, again, I can just keep working and working and working.
That's the goal. We like you and we think that you're phenomenal at what you do. So I think it should work out just fine.
Thank you so much.
Jeanette, Amanda, do you have any other questions for Ayanna?
I don't think so. Maybe let her go.
All right. Well, I'm just going to close this out real quick then. Thank you so much for talking with us. It was such a delight. Oh,
thank you guys so much.
The other thing we ask is, do you have any social media you want to put out to anybody?
Yeah.
I can follow you, keep up to date.
I think you have it, but the Ayanna Halley.
Okay. That's on Instagram.
And then, I mean, I don't know if you guys put YouTube. If you guys want to, I don't even know what the link is. I don't have a link yet. Just put Instagram.
Well, I was interested. What do you do on the YouTube channel that you have?
Well, I'm starting to vlog. So far, I uploaded a video. I did a Super Bowl commercial. So I uploaded like the behind the scenes and stuff. I have a This Is Us one that I'm trying to put together from when I was shooting, but it's kind of taking me a while just because it's kind of busy.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be uploading like a whole bunch of acting stuff and maybe just like my life, even like a South Africa vlog.
Awesome. Well, let us know when you have the link for that. We'll put that out there too.
Okay.
I thought you were going to tell us that you were singing or something on that. I was like, ooh, that sounds like.
Look, I wish. You don't want to hear that. No.
If you guys want to keep more up to date on things that she gives us her projects, we will put it on our Facebook group for This Is Us. It's This Is Us Pearson Family Fan Club. You can reach out to us at familyfanclub2021@gmail.com. Ask us any questions you want. We'll ask Ayanna. We'll get them to her and see what she says about any questions you have for her or her role. I don't think Dan Fogelman's going to give her much, but she'll answer what she's able to. And you can always find us on Twitter and Instagram under some variation of Family Fan Clubs. I never remember the exact link, but if you search Family Fan Clubs on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok now, we have a TikTok now. Amanda just mentioned that to me as I said it. That's how we work as a team. But look us up on there and you can find some fun things. We'll put some, maybe we'll do some This Is Us things there soon. Well, we've been doing a lot of pairings, romantic pairings. So we got to find someone for Annie. That would be fun, I think. So make sure you tune into our podcast. You can watch us on YouTube or you can listen to us on Podbean or any major platform you have for podcasting. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and like. The more you like, the more you watch, the more we can give you better content. So make sure to do that and share with your friends. And we will see you in a week. Bye, guys. Have a great day. Thank you.